The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick his sores. The poor man died and was carried away by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was being tormented, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus at his side. He called out, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames.' But Abraham said, 'Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. Beside all this, between you and us, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us.' He said, 'Then, Father, I beg you to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may warn them so that they will not also come into this place of torment.' Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them.' And he said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent.' He said to them, 'If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I was hoping to get to finish my sermon from 2 weeks ago, so Rachel and Greg gave me another opportunity to try to get it right. So I'm back. When you look out in the universe, are you at all awed by the power and the majesty of creation? And of creation's God, doesn't that just send chills up and down your spine? No? When you stand by the surf down here and it's pounding, and the birds are cast about by the wind, doesn't it give you a sense of something divine? Thank you. Today's collect that we read and prayed goes like this. O God, you declare your almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Does that surprise you? That the power of God that created everything that is most clearly demonstrated in the way God shows mercy and pity for those whom he creates. Now, in our story today about Lazarus and the rich man, you'll notice that Lazarus, unlike most poor people today, has a name. He's not just a demographic group, right? Well, you know the poor. And the rich man has no name. And that's usually not the case. Rich people like to have their names on everything. But in this story, the rich man's anonymous. And he has a great wall and probably a beautiful gate that leads into his residence. It must have been gorgeous. And outside that was this guy, Lazarus. You know, Lazarus' name is short for Eleazar. And do you know what that means in Hebrew? God helps. Lazarus means God helps. Now, in our story today, it's almost like a Dickens novel, right? Sort of like the Christmas thing where Scrooge gets visited. And Jesus probably picked this story. It was one of the stories that was floating around about the afterlife to try to get you to think seriously about what's going on, or it could have been a joke on the rich man. But I don't think that's what Jesus had in mind. In this story, who needs the most help? Rich man? He's in big trouble. Big trouble. And remember, we just 2 weeks ago, we had the story of the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd only saves that which the Good Shepherd loves. And he had the story about the coin. Remember that? The woman looking for the one coin out of 10 that she'd lost. And Jesus just keeps going with this theme. And Luke's gospel sets this up, and he describes the Pharisees as lovers of money. Well, you gotta, you know, you usually save what you love, right? But in the process, a system is established that makes Lazarus, God helps, invisible. What's to be done? Well, Jesus tells a story. His intention is to save the rich man. His intention is to rescue him. His intention is to give him a name. His intention is to give him a place. His intention is to give us a reason to celebrate the grace and love of God. And the story doesn't go along so well. How does a rich man end his days? Rich, behind a wall, blind to Lazarus, and dead. And where does he get to go? Hades, which is a Greek word that the Jews would not use Hades. So this is a story that probably has some Greek origin. Hades is a bad place, apparently. Kind of not a place you want to go or visit. But he's visiting, and he's able to at least see where Lazarus is. Where's Lazarus? Heaven. He's up in heaven with Abraham. He's in the bosom of Abraham. And notice that the rich man doesn't have a conversation with Lazarus. Who does he talk to? Top guy. And he says, order Lazarus to come down and just a little water on my tongue. And Abraham says, you know, unfortunately, you dug a pretty big chasm between you and him, and it's unbreachable. Wow. Wouldn't that be scary to hear? You lose your name, you lose your wealth, you lose your life, and you're not going to get any help. What a terrible place to be. And with just a little bit of compassion for his brothers, his five brothers, what's he ask for? Send Lazarus, God's help, to my brothers, my five brothers, who obviously were practicing the same kind of behavior that the rich man was. And Abraham says something profound. He says, you know what? Even if I sent Lazarus there, they wouldn't listen. And he says it this way, they have the law and the prophets, Moses, to tell them how to treat other people. And even if somebody were to be raised from the dead, they would not change. They wouldn't change. This looks like the brothers are in trouble too in this story. The word mercy and the word pity have some interesting Greek derivations. The word for mercy in Greek is a rather long one. And if you look at it closely, it will tell you that it represents the organs of the body that were typically used in human sacrifices. The heart, the liver, the kidneys. And they were pulled from the body. Mercy is the quality of God that is willing to give the very heart of God in the attempt to save. That's what it is when you say, Christe eleison. Christ have mercy. Christ die for me. Christ be raised for me. That's what the rich man needs. And Lazarus, poor Lazarus, is his rescue. It's his escape pod. Now, as Abraham said, they have the prophets, right? Did you hear the prophet this morning? Amos, considered one of the 12 minor prophets. But boy, can he say a lot. Now, this prophet was sent to a nation that was as large as the nation that Solomon had created. And their king and their people of wealth were doing very well. The economy was booming. They had had they had recaptured territory that had previously been taken. The arts were flourishing, and the poor sat outside the gate. And Amos had a few words to say. He doesn't say that all the things that they're doing are bad things. He says the fact that you are not grieved by what's going on with the least among you, that's a problem. That your heart isn't broken by what you see around you. That it's not broken enough to move you to do something. That's a problem. Lazarus had something the rich man needed. And the rich man had something that Lazarus needed. I want to share something with you that I wrote about this particular story, and I hope it will bring home some of the things that are going on in this teaching. And here's the very good news before I read it. God does not abandon anybody. And in this story, even though it's a grim story, it's like a Scrooge story. Remember what happened to Scrooge? Did he change? Maybe in the hearing of this story that Jesus told, there were hearts turned. Maybe in the rehearing of this story, our hearts can turn. Maybe Lazarus is God's help for us. It goes like this. Poor, sick, dying Lazarus, all you had on earth was your name and your poverty. Poor, sick, dying rich man, all you had on earth was your anonymity and your great wealth. Poor, sick, dying Lazarus, all you needed were the crumbs off the rich man's table. Poor, sick, dying rich man, all you needed was to share Lazarus' great poverty so you could know God's greater wealth. Poor, sick, dying Lazarus, rich man, you both died for lack of one another. Crumbs, a finger dipped in cool water, a fair trade, God only knows. Lazarus, Lazarus, speak to me, speak to us. Come to me, come to us. Cool me. Cool us. Save me. Save us. It's hard to believe in my own poverty, let alone God, the resurrection, my need for Lazarus, for Moses, for the prophets, for the Christ. Who and what can I believe? Crumbs? A finger dipped in cool water? A fair trade? God only knows. Lazarus, Lazarus, my brother, my sister, my soul, speak to me, speak to us. Come to me, come to us. Cool me, cool us. Save me, save us before we both die. Amen.